2 Timothy chapter 2. You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Entrust the things you heard from me in the presence of many witnesses to faithful men who will also be able to teach others. Share hardships as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets entangled in the affairs of everyday life. If he does, he will not please the one who enlisted him. Also, if someone competes as an athlete, he does not receive a crown unless he competes according to the rules. The hardworking farmer should receive a share of the crops first. Think about what I am saying, because the Lord will give you understanding in everything. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, a descendant of David, in accordance with my gospel, for which I am suffering, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But the word of God is not chained. For this reason I endure all things for the sake of the elect, so that they also may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus, along with eternal glory. This saying is trustworthy. Indeed, if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, because he cannot deny himself. Remind people of these things as you solemnly charge them in the presence of God not to fight about words, which does no good and only ruins those who listen. Make every effort to present yourself to God as one who is approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, correctly handling the word of truth. As for pointless chatter, avoid it, for it will lead to an ever greater measure of godlessness, and their message will spread like gangrene. This includes Hymenaeus and Philetus, who have veered away from the truth, saying that the resurrection has already happened. They are overturning the faith of some. Nevertheless, God's foundation stands firm, having this seal: the Lord knows those who are his. And let everyone who calls on the name of the Lord keep away from wickedness. In a large house, there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honorable use and some for dishonorable use. So if anyone cleanses himself thoroughly from these things, he will be an instrument for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do every good work. Free from the lusts young people have, and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, together with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. But avoid foolish and ignorant arguments, since you know they breed quarrels. It is necessary that a servant of the Lord not quarrel, but be kind toward everyone, able to teach, able to bear evil without resentment, and gentle in correcting those who oppose him. God may grant them repentance, leading to the knowledge of the truth, and they may come to their senses and escape from the devil's trap, after they were captured by him to do his will.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.